This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you are invited here to take control of the airwaves, toll free at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, you can Skype into the show here, username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, Ian here.
Josie.
And Mark.
Josie the Outlaw is with us here tonight. You can check more of her out on her YouTube channel, which is called Josie Outlaw. You're also doing the new Brutalist YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
What's it called? What's that one called?
I think it's Brutalist Media TV. Brutalist. Or Brutalist Media Productions. Oh, that's what it
is. Okay, Brutalist Media Productions.
Yes, and that is a collaboration with Chris Cantwell and I.
Great. And so far, it's been good. I've been enjoying what you guys have put out. So hopefully we'll see more soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Excellent. So we're going to go right back into your calls and thoughts. We were, for those of you just tuning in the middle of discussing with H. Barrett via Skype. He had called in regarding a conversation with a friend. This friend is not somebody he's known forever, but somebody that he and his children play with together, that kind of relationship. Having a conversation, the idea was, well, how to best communicate the violence that is inherent in the system to people who, you know, it's tough. It's a really challenging thing to do because so many people, even if you do point out the so-called gun in the room, or as you guys were giving the example earlier of, you know, when you're driving, if the police come up behind you and they put on their lights, what happens if you don't pull over? And then you can pretty easily see the escalation that will occur because most people have seen cops or some other sort of police chase thing on television. They're familiar with what tends to happen with someone who doesn't pull over. But it doesn't really matter sometimes when you give that example, because they'll just give the excuse of, well, of course that's going to happen to you. Duh. I mean, like, they totally accepted that as a part of the idea would be to, like, this is the price they have to pay to live in civilized society. So, of course, you have to stop when the police pull you over. But, Josie, you were saying that it's not something that's going to work instantly. It's just something that has to sink in over time.
Oh, absolutely. I've found it in all aspects of my own life, my own personal life experience. There are people who are already, you know, pretty much, you know, almost there, awake, and still that last, those last grasp, you know, the faith in the state, there's just a little bit left that'll take a while. But I found when it comes to family and friends especially, I'm more like to lead by example rather than really push the issue. If it comes up, I'll speak my opinion without, you know, being combative, and then just kind of let it sink in.
That's, I think, is the best way to do things. If you, the pushier you are, the more likely somebody's going to put up those walls and not really be interested in what you have to say. But if they come to you and ask you a question about, well, what do you think about this, then that's a good time to communicate it. And so it might be just an appropriate point to make your point and then let it drop, right? And then just kind of leave it alone for a while and see what happens over time, because you never know what that individual's going to have happen in their life. But between now and the next time you talk or the subject is broached, it may be 6 months. But within that 6 month time frame, maybe their brother will get arrested for marijuana possession, or something else will happen where the police will misbehave and make it really crystal clear that things aren't as they expected them to be. But H. Barrett, you're still with us. Further thoughts?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that, you know, He tends to, you know, obviously side with the state on you know, social issues. He's a more of a liberal person, but it's interesting because he shares these beliefs that corporations are really the bad thing out there, and that, you know, the state is trying to protect you from them, and how he actually uses a term. He said, you know, he would rather vote for somebody in the government rather than be indebted to somebody. Meaning, like, indebted to a bank or something, I suppose.
I don't understand that statement. He would rather vote for...
Well, it's fear-mongering. I mean, you're not going to get him to explain it. He doesn't, you know, H. Barrett doesn't know what it means because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're not indebted to these corporations that you didn't sign any paperwork with. Yeah, you're
indebted.
Or if
I am, I'm willing to be, you know? What do you mean? If I was indebted to a corporation, it's probably because I signed a dotted line somewhere.
Well, yeah, that would be a voluntary situation. And, I mean, yeah, the thing that I always say to folks like that, but the government is a corporation.
Yeah.
And the government,
where do you think it came
in
from?
The course of 9,000 years of the state, has the rich not controlled the government?
Right.
I mean, there's been no time. If you're a liberal, you should want... the government created corporations.
Right.
If you think corporations the problem, the corporations have all the money in the world to fix the government. You'll never get anything out of... there's no forward momentum in the direction they want to go.
H. Barrett.
Yeah, it's a corporation that has a special ability of with a monopoly on violence, of course. So it has that advantage over other corporations.
It makes corporations.
Right. It's the spawning corporation, the creator of all corporations, and they're all terrible. I mean, so it's easy to actually agree with a lefty on this, right? So when the lefties are talking about how bad corporations are, you can just totally be like, yes, you're absolutely right. Many of these corporations are abusive and they're, you know, not great companies. They've got problems, no doubt about it. But the government is a corporation, and not only that, they protect the corporations. So, in fact, that's the whole point of a corporation in a lot of ways, is protection from liability in a number of different corporate structures. And so corporations are ways for rich, wealthy people who know how to work the system to work the system to gain more wealth from the system. And they work hand in hand with the government, because if it weren't for the government's monopoly on violence and their ability and their willingness to do the bidding for these corporations, then the corporations wouldn't be near as powerful as they otherwise would be without this gigantic state.
Right.
Around.
If the governments couldn't control the if the corporations couldn't control the government, they would have to provide goods and services to people who want them to make money.
And that would be
Isn't that horrifying? Yeah.
Good call tonight, H. Barrett. Thanks. Let us know in the future how your conversations go. And it is a long-term project. Helping to open people's minds, to change people's minds. Destroying ideas is not a pretty process. I mean, that's ultimately what Free Talk Live is. It's an iconoclastic radio show. We were talking about the Pledge of Allegiance the other night and how terrible that is, and the flag, and, you know, just kind of attacking all these sacred cows, so to speak, and breaking them down, tearing them to bits. And that can be a disturbing process, especially for somebody that's bumbling into the show for the first time, getting in an rental car for the first time in whatever market we're on the air in, turning the car on and hearing this kind of talk on the radio. It's going to be a shock to the system.
No change occurs in one conversation. It just doesn't happen. I mean,
how brilliant your point might be.
Right.
Yeah.
And people need, they get the spark of the good idea or whatever it might be. And maybe, maybe the thing you said was a good idea and maybe it wasn't. But you'll either have to chip away. But even if you're successful, they still need the continued reinforcement of the ideas. Otherwise, 99.99% of people they speak to think that the government is the solution to the next problem that's presented.
Yeah, I think it's really important to know how to market your message to who you're speaking with as well. You know, when it comes to family and friends, I know that, if I'm going to push it with them, I'm going to hurt those relationships and we're going to end up fighting. With people who are, coworkers, I just be lighthearted on myself, but I still drop in those little bombs from every now and again. When it's my YouTube videos, it's no holds barred, because I don't have access to these people on a daily basis.
Right.
So I'm just bombarding them with all this information.
That's an interesting juxtaposition on how you approach things differently with different audiences. Like, that's the same thing with Free Talk Live. When we're on the air, we can't approach things in the same way as we would if we were in a group of people that we're constantly with, even though we constantly have certain level of audience out there, and some people are more fans of the show than not. But you don't know who those people are.
And you don't have to gauge how they're reacting to what you're saying.
Right, and they're all in a different position, too.
Right.
Each person listening is right now in a different place about their ideas on freedom, and so we can't adjust based on that. We just have to get the ideas out principally. But that it's different from how I approached it, for instance, when I was in jail.
Yeah.
I took the approach you were talking about. I kind of just did my own thing, created relationships with the people that were in there, and then eventually I got asked questions. And then at that point, what do you think think about this. Oh, well, then that's your opportunity to explain yourself. But still, to be careful to not kind of puke on someone.
Right.
Don't be a used car salesman.
Or
yeah. Don't be too pushy, and also make sure that, you know, the other person is talking too. So as Mark was saying last night, ask questions
of
the person you're talking to. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We will continue with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 15th, 2014, gold opened at $12.35.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $12.80.39, $6.40.20 for a half ounce, or $3.20.10 for a quarter ounce. That's $12.80.39, $6.40.20, and $3.20.10.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We'll take your calls here toll free. Dial in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com and get some free coffee while you're at it.
That's right. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And this is really important when you think about the organic certification on coffee. You know, maybe the organic certification doesn't matter for to you on other crops, but coffee is one of the more absorbent crops in the world, right up there with tobacco, as I understand it. And coffee is grown in countries where they don't have any rules on leaded gas in many cases. Their rules on pesticides are entirely different. You don't know how that coffee was produced and washed and that kind of thing. Oftentimes you're buying coffee from the store that's ground up already. You don't have any clue. You put it right from the package into the coffee maker. That's why it's important to me. And you can go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can support us because we've teamed up with Kiva in order to give microloans to people around the world. And we're giving a portion of the, purchase sale price there to give microloans to people. And we've already managed to help people around the world in Armenia, in Gaza, in Uganda, in Peru, and we're hoping to help a lot more. Please, go get your coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got Jason in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Josie, and Mark.
Hello?
Hi, Jason. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I've listened to your show a few times, but I cannot just understand why you believe that everything that government does is inherently wrong and bad for this country.
Oh, I don't think I've ever said that. I mean, I support having roads, and I support having fire protection.
Yes, that's a monopoly on evil that you're talking about. What is that?
Well, monopoly on evil?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that means either. I didn't say that either.
Monopoly, the government has a monopoly, claims for itself a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. You'd agree with that statement, right?
Never. No.
You do not claim that the government claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in the United States?
Well, it's a use of initiatory force, not necessarily violence, right? Because you could use violence in defense of yourself, and that would be
legitimate. Yeah, but the government could decide at any point that that violence that you used was acceptable or unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets to decide whether or not the government.
We have laws that protect ourselves, though.
Laws protect you?
Yeah.
From what?
The Constitution was not written against us. It was written for us to protect us from the government.
How's that working out?
Oh, okay. You're able to speak freely right now, your opinion against the Constitution.
Absolutely. I will not dispute with you that in the United States of America, both you and I have the right to complain. Now, how else has it protected your freedoms? You're currently slipping down the chart of freest countries on the earth. How's that feel?
Yes, but we can, and that is no way. That shows the freedom that we have to change our government, the ability to move it in the way that we believe. Right now, it's moving in a way that is wrong, yes, but that does not make the Constitution inherently bad.
Oh, I didn't claim the Constitution's inherently bad. I would say skin cancer is better than lymph node cancer, right? But I wouldn't, the Constitution claims for itself. The claim is that it is a document that claims for itself power over other people, right? It wasn't signed by you or I.
No, but us being born into the nation, we have the rights and privileges associated with it, and that should be considered a blessing to us.
Do you know that every single one of the Bill of Rights has been compromised? That they consider that the Supreme Court considers your rights to be attenuable?
Does the Supreme Court overrun its rights? Yes. But with us in the power, we have to change that. Right?
Us in the power?
If you could get the other American citizens to do what you want, that might be true. However, many of them are looking for what they can get out of the government, right?
Yes, that is completely true. And
okay, so you say the government's corrupt, the government's messed up, but somehow we're wrong.
No, you're wrong because you're claiming that the way is to overbound the government. What we need to do is motivate the people together to change the government.
What is overbound? Just real quick, can you explain what you mean when you said we? Again, you keep putting words in our mouths, and I don't think they're very accurate. You said something about overbound the government. What do you mean by that?
Okay, you believe that the Supreme Court oversteps its bounds, correct?
Sounds about right.
Okay, this is a better example. The Silk Road person that you defend all the time. You believe that he was wrongly imprisoned, correct?
Well, he's not exactly imprisoned. He's waiting trial. And consider that, in this country, many times when you're arrested, you never get an opportunity to get out on bond, even though you have not yet been convicted guilty by a jury of your peers.
There's more than one person involved with this, allegedly involved with the Silk Road. Ross Ulbricht, his website, freeross.org. Andrew Michael Jones, his website, drewsdefense.org. And then there's a couple of other guys, Gary, I forget his last name, and then another fourth gentleman who's, I apologize, I don't know his name. But there were four people arrested, and they're all facing life in prison. None of them have harmed anyone else. What was the point you were making about the Silk Road?
Okay, four of those people, they broke a law, correct? You don't believe so.
You don't know if they broke a law. In this country, you're innocent until proven guilty, right?
They're accused of conspiracy, which is not actually a crime.
They were arrested for believing they broke a law.
Oh, what? Now you believe that whenever the cops arrest somebody, they're guilty. You, my friend, are a crappy American.
Oh, my gosh. You're the one complaining about the Pledge of Allegiance in this great country that you live in with the freedom to say you're right.
You think the police are right when every single time they arrest someone, you don't believe that somebody's innocent. That's what you said. You said they were guilty because they were arrested.
I never said they were guilty. I said the cops arrested them because they believe they committed a crime. That is what I said.
Okay. All right. So they believe it.
Thanks for clarifying that. Go on.
Okay. Because they believe it, and you believe that it was wrong. So you want to overbound the government saying you can't do that because I don't believe that should be against the law. That's what you're claiming in that situation.
Well, here's what I would claim in that situation. The Constitution required an amendment to make alcohol illegal, but somehow the federal government found it within their power to make other substances illegal without an amendment to the Constitution. So therefore, what I would claim at that point is somewhere along the line, there was a real problem with how these things were made illegal in the first place. I see nothing in the document known as the Constitution of the United States of America that gives the U.S. Congress the right to make any substance illegal. Are you a strict... what's that, sir?
No, go on.
They don't have the power. They've overstepped their power. Any police officer that enforces that power, in my opinion, is guilty of treason. Every politician that was responsible for passing any laws like that is guilty of treason. These people should get the commensurate punishments under the document that they're sworn to protect.
But these laws were passed. We gave Congress the right to pass laws.
Yes, but we gave the Congress.
I've never given anyone anything.
Before you go, look, read the Constitution, specifically the 10th Amendment. Then call back, because we didn't give them the right to pass those laws.
I don't know about you, but I wasn't even around.
That's what they're there for.
Thanks for the call.
No, it isn't. Read the document.
Thanks for the call. I didn't give anybody any power. I wasn't around, nor would I
have consented if I was. The document doesn't give them the power.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all away to you. Now, if you enjoy the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter into Amazon, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, the same great deals, the same huge selection, all the reviews, everything you're used to. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. So again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue here with your calls in a moment, but I felt like the last guy's call deserved a little bit more attention. He was calling to express concern for the claim out of the gate was that, you know, that we hate everything that the government does. And that's not true. I don't feel that way at all. I think there are some things that they do that would absolutely be in demand in the absence of their coercive monopoly. Now, I think that roads, certainly, the government's not so great at making roads, but you know, every now and then they can repave a road, and it'll be nice for a short while until the weather up here in New England, the frost heaves, will really F things up.
We don't know how good the government's roads are. because we don't get to compare them very often.
True.
To private market, yeah, to private market
right.
roads. There is some competition. There are lots of private roads in Southern California specifically.
What about Disney World?
Disney World, full of private roads. But
private neighborhoods, for instance, also frequently have private roads.
But it's hard to find the innovation because there's not real competition.
Well, most of the market is sucked up by government building projects.
Indeed. And whether you like the roads or not, you have to pay for them. So, for instance, I live in a town, the town I live in, I live on a state road. Well, the state roads pay for by gas taxes. The town roads are paid for by property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I almost never use the town roads unless I am going to town hall or the fire station for town business or fire business. I am a volunteer firefighter. Mm-hmm. So, why, then, should I pay for the town's roads?
What do you think, Josie? Are there some things that the government does today besides roads and maybe fire protection that might actually be valuable in the absence of a coercive monopoly?
I think there are a lot of services that would be valuable, but I think, again, I get so frustrated because I think they would be done so much better mm-hmm. in a free market. So
schools, for instance?
Schools, I can't. The thought of the way schools are today makes me sick. So I can't even think. Schools aren't even a positive thing to me right now.
Did you go to government school?
I did. I went to private school, but it's Catholic school, so it's pretty
almost
impressive. Yeah, in and of itself. But I see the schools today. I don't see them as a positive thing now. I see homeschooling and a lot of the alternative schooling as much better options. In the schools, the kids are really not even allowed to be creative. They're not allowed to be themselves. They're restricted. They're kept inside. They're fed crappy food. It's not the way children should be treated. It's not in any way nurturing their growth. I think everything would be done better without. I can say comfortably everything would be done better without government.
It doesn't mean that that I don't like the people involved either, right? Like there's individuals who work for the government who I find very likable here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. This is a small place, you know, unlike large cities.
My wife used to work for the state of Florida.
Yeah, you're from Philadelphia. That's a tough place to get connected with the government workers, because there's probably thousands upon thousands of them.
Yeah, I've never had a good experience with any of them.
But here in Keene, these are the same people you're going to see over and over and over again, and it's easy to create a human sort of relationship with these people, even while at the same time they're using coercive threats against you. So
yeah.
It's kind of a bizarre dual world, and it can be very strange.
You notice how the caller did not want to say that the government has a monopoly privilege in the use of violence and against landmass.
Hmm.
And the fact that they give license to you to defend yourself doesn't really have anything to do with that, because they'll decide afterwards whether you defended yourself properly, whether you did it within the bounds of the law or outside of the bounds of the law. If they decide you may not defend yourself with a law's rocket, you may not. If they decide you may not defend yourself with a revolver, you may not. If they decide you may not defend yourself without retreating to the farthest corner of your house, you may not. Like, that's because they have a monopoly privilege on the use of violence.
Good
not
point.
An issue to a force.
Okay.
Every
right.
time violence is employed, they decide.
You persuaded
decide,
me.
They decide whether a spit in the face is assault. They decide whether a water balloon is a deadly missile.
Mm-hmm.
They decide everything. And if you think for a moment that you're free in this area, to consider that you're not.
Well, we even have audio of Barack Obama admitting that the government's a monopoly on violence.
I don't
have it with me right now, but we've had that audio. It's not hard to find that audio.
Yeah, I can pull it right up on the internet. Is all you have to do is look up on YouTube, Barack Obama, government, nation state, monopoly, privilege, and the use of violence or something.
Yeah, so I don't hate the people involved in the state. I just think they're wrong, and what they're doing is immoral. And I get in trouble when I point that out. We were talking last night, and I didn't get a chance to play the audio from it, about the video of the parking enforcement agent where I was sort of dogging her, following her. She kept turning around doing 180-degree pivots and walking in a straight line back and forth for multiple minutes. She did it 18 times in a 2-minute time frame, and I found that funny and found it ridiculous, and I thought other people would as well, so I put it out there. But, you know, I get hate over that because it seems like I'm being mean to this woman, that, oh, well, I'm the one who's the problem. Whereas people don't see her as the problem. Now, some people do. Plenty of people know the parking enforcers are not nice people in a lot of cases, and what they're doing is not nice when they put tickets on people's cars. Those are threats. If you don't respond to the threat, your car will eventually be taken from you.
Right. Yeah.
And that's just the reality of it. But right. Some people, they don't care about that.
Whether you
that.
Think the government has the right to ticket a car on their street or not, that's really beyond that. That's beside the point. You won't claim that they don't do something different. I mean, private companies don't do this.
No, I mean, in Philadelphia, it's even worse. They won't even, you know, sometimes they won't even ticket your car. They'll just tow it. It's a very serious problem in Philadelphia.
Well.
Yeah, they hire private companies to do it, but they're employed by the government. I mean, it's so bad that the show Parking Wars started in Philadelphia.
Philly.
I mean, it's really excessive. It's, you know, Keene, it's still not okay. It's not as bad. It's a $5 ticket, and they just throw it on your car.
But they'll add up, and
absolutely.
Then they'll take your car.
Exactly, and it's ridiculous. Just because it's not as offensive immediately doesn't mean it's not as bad.
Well, right, but when you explain to people, and if you go to the Free Keene Facebook page, there was a post there, a couple posts where people were going off, or actually, no, it might have been Robin Hood of Keene. I apologize. The Robin Hood of Keene Facebook page, I've been going back and forth with a couple of local haters over the past 2 days. And people just, they're not even close to the paradigm that we would like them to be. And again, some people are, some people aren't. Everybody's on their own path. But when I explain that, you know, the parking enforcement ultimately is a threat of violence, it's extortion based on the threat of stealing people's cars, they just deny it. I mean, and they just act as though that's okay and completely acceptable. Like they might acknowledge that goes on, but that it's completely acceptable because, hey, you parked in the space, buddy. It doesn't matter. The idea that the space is illegitimately held, that it was garnered through threat of violence,
right.
through the violence of the state, doesn't matter. None of that speaks to them because they truly believe in the system. I mean, one of these guys, when you click on his Facebook profile, he's got a picture of a U.S. flag as his cover photo.
Exactly.
So there's just some people who are not good prospects for the ideas of freedom, at least not in this time in their life. And in point of fact, they're not going to move in any direction towards you. They're going to move away from you because they see you as a threat to everything they've always known. You're a threat to the system.
And it's very frustrating to me because they'll wave that flag and cry freedom, but then won't let us fight back to be free in our own way. If they want to have a gun held to their head over $5 parking ticket, they can.
Well, Josie, they've said we're free in Keene.
I know. I've seen what they said, but the thing is, you know, I'm not as free as I'd like to be here. You're not as free as you'd like to be here. None of us are. So why don't you let us fight and you stay in your cocoon, be happy. If you want to live that way, that's fine, but let us fight and stop this hate.
Well, they'll never just stop. They're going to always, right to the very bitter end, there will be people who are on the side of the state.
Absolutely.
That's how it's always going to be. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. There's more coming up. Plenty of time for you with your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You just dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You get to actually create the content. Submit different things to the website. So maybe it's a YouTube video, blog post, news item. You submit the content. Other listeners can vote it up or vote it down. You get to vote on things as well. Go there. Get interactive. Over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian here.
Josie.
And Mark.
And we'll continue with your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Pete is on the line in California. Pete, you're on the air.
Okay, first, that's three items. I don't generally agree with the left, but tonight you're spot on. Everything you said in the last hour and something I agree to. The caller you just talked to.
Am I the left?
He was up. Yeah, he was off base. You know, I really think what? That you were correct on most of the things. But
what makes you say that? Just curious, Pete. What makes you say that we're the left?
Well, you're liberal. I agree with you about the free market and stuff, but you're generally libertarian. You know.
Well, that's the term. Libertarians are socially liberal and fiscally conservative is the way that they're often described.
Correct. You know, I agree with most of your stuff. I don't agree with some of the things.
It's funny, though, that a lot of people on the left will describe libertarians as on the right, which, of course, is also inaccurate.
The NSA hates Tea Party guys like me, and they hate libertarians like you because we object to their corruption and coercive control. That's why both of us are on the radar. Okay, the first point I'd like to make is, you know, you're talking about provocateurs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what you need to do? When you see one of those jokers, you need to tackle them. I mean, how much...
Are you crazy?
That's exactly what they want you to do. I've been actually dealing with this since I was 4 years old, and there's a very specific way you deal with them, and you draw attention away from them. You don't feed them attention. You kind of do everything you can to take attention away from them and reduce the possibility for violence.
One of my favorite moves, Josie, was, and I forget where I saw, I think it was actually at the 420 celebration, somebody made a sign that said cop with an arrow pointing down and then walked behind the agent or the suspected agent with the sign.
That's hysterical.
But you need to tackle them and you need to put them under.
See, this is why I think you may actually be an agent provocateur, Pete, because you've called the show. We've called you Pugnacious Pete in the past because you're constantly advocating for violence when you call into this radio program.
You said it yourself. Self-defense is.
No, that's not self-defense. It's not self-defense. For listeners just tuning in, you're talking about agents provocateur. We had discussed this earlier when we were discussing Kent State and other protests. Tell you what, Pete, I'm going to put you on hold here in a moment. Because he just keeps yammering. Anyway, so we were talking about agents provocateur. These are usually people working for the state who are place themselves among a crowd in a protest, and they will they'll do their best to gin up violence. They'll not just do that, but they'll also maybe call people names that might be racially motivated and things like that to try to start fights and create problems.
A lot of times try to turn people against the police officers there.
Right.
Well, also, one of the problems is guess the Fed when you're at large liberty-oriented events. This is a game that comes up is, hey, I wonder who the Fed is. Let's find the Fed. And people can be certain that they know who the bad guy is. And then if you advocate going around tackling them, you're going to, inevitably, probably very quickly, start tackling innocent people.
Right. Whether you're right or wrong, whether you tackle the right person or the wrong person, you have created and you have aggressed against that person. The agent provocateur generally is not going to do the aggression. They're going to try to talk other people in the crowd into doing the aggression. They want to turn you into a target, a legitimate target, or what is perceived of as a legitimate target by the police who might be there observing. Pete, I'll let you go ahead real quick with a response. Go ahead.
But I'm talking about the kind of provocateur that'll tell you, okay, here's a coffee mug. I want you to throw it at this bank during Occupy and call the number and it'll explode. That's the kind you need to tackle. The ones until they commit a crime, you don't have a right to put them under citizen's arrest. But we need to start tackling these people.
When you say tackle, do you mean like a football tackle or like tackle him verbally? Well, you're completely out of your mind. Pete, thanks for the call tonight. I would not recommend anyone take Pete's advice ever whenever he's on the line with us, just for future reference. Everything Pete has said generally over the several phone calls he's now made over the last couple months have been terrible advice that will get anybody who takes the advice likely put in handcuffs, if not dead.
Yeah, I don't think I advocate for tackling, even in professional football.
I like two-hand touch?
I think flag football is a better choice. It has just as much athletics. And I've got to say, when I watch football, I watch it for the athletics. And you can have the athletics without the tackling and for these guys being injured terribly. Mm. How does tackling really add to the game?
That's a great point. It really doesn't. Let's continue, though, with Frank in Raleigh, listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Frank.
Hi, I just discovered you folks. You're very refreshing.
Welcome.
I'll chime in on the beef of the parking spaces. I've lived in owned my house in Raleigh for 30 years. It was built in 1949, and there's been an ATM machine. And yet, when I want to go downtown and park my car, we've gone to a new system now where they you buy a little ticket and you put your number in, so you know, you can't even get lucky and run across a meter that still has some time on.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And it takes longer. You know, if you can go up to the front of the meter that's in front of your car, plug a couple of coins in it, and walk off. And
now you got to go get a printout, bring the printout back to the car.
Every one of them's different, too. You have to figure out each one of the machines specifically to know how it works.
What number you're in,
Right. You make a great point, Frank. These are called kiosks. Go ahead.
Well, I know. Well, what my plan is that you give everybody a free, say start out with 45 minutes. All right. That's free. Now you've got to move. If you don't move in 45 minutes, you get a ticket, all right? But if you get out before the 45 minutes and you cruise around and find another parking slot, then you get another 45 minutes. If you want to go downtown and run into a store or take care of some business, you can do it and do it quickly. And that's
there may be centralized plans that would be more efficient than what we currently have today, and that's what I'm hearing from you, Frank. But I think the best solution, from my perspective, is to allow parking spaces to be managed and owned by the business owners, to be owned and managed by the property owners in downtown. Let them all decide individually how to handle their own spaces. Maybe they want to have a time limit. Maybe they want to have a toll. Maybe they want to have a valet. I don't know. Let them decide. Let the market decide how to handle this.
Just roll back to square one. It's my money that is paid for those streets. It's my money that is paid for the sewage treatment plant. It comes out of my enormous property taxes every single cotton picking year. And yet every time the garbage truck comes by, and we've got an automated system now. We used to have it twice a week. Now we've got it once a week. Used to have a bunch of guys that got an income and got a job. Now it's automated with the crane and the bucket and all that rubbish. My property taxes should pay for that, so the city owes me 1 hour a day, at least free parking downtown, and they cannot charge me for coming and picking up my garbage. Oh, and in Raleigh, it's ridiculous. If you live inside the Beltline, they have a special tax for that. Then you have an administrative fee for that. So for $5
it never
water,
ends, does it, Frank?
Thank you for the call tonight, man.
I do appreciate it.
And drilled the well, then now they've got a well tax.
Good Lord. Thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate the call.
A well tax. You're not on our sewer system, so we're going to need to tax you for that.
Yep, it's true. So share your thoughts, your observations, your stories here at Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855.
They'll tax your water. They'll tax your land. They'll tax your air. They'll tax your body. They'll tax your work. They'll tax anything that you'll let them tax. And then the vast majority of you that are listening to me will call up and defend their ability to tax those things.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, what was it? Harriet Tubman said, "I freed 1,000 slaves, and I'd free 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves." We can look back and we can say that black people in Antebellum South, they were obviously slaves. But apparently, Harriet Tubman, who had freed 1,000 of them, didn't think that they were.
Well, just to be clear, it wasn't obvious to all of them, right?
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. I kind of misstated that. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't obvious to all of them. That's all we're trying to do on Free Talk Live is to show you that organizations that claim a monopoly on you are not advocating for your freedom, cannot protect your freedom, not capable of doing it.
We'll come back with more. We got plenty of time. Got an entire hour to go here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. You just dial on in here, 855-450-3733. And we still haven't talked about how apparently U.S. troops are somehow going to stop Ebola with guns, or I don't know what other tool they have, bombs maybe? More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.